You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 102, Cable 102, and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. And, of course, you can also listen to podcasts on the CITR website. My name is Spike, and in the studio today, we will have members of China Syndrome who are playing at the Royal Unicorn Pub later on tonight. So we'll chat about that gig and play some stuff from that fantastic CD. And as well, we'll have a whole bunch of brand new music from artists that have just come into the playlist in the last little while. We debuted the Sadies a few weeks ago. We're going to play something else from that brand new CD, as well as some new stuff from Fine Motor Control, Peter Katz, Troll, Day, Month, Year, and also something brand new, a CITR debut from Montreal's The Hot Springs. So you want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are going to get started with a song from today's guest from Vancouver's very own China Syndrome. We're going to start off with something from their self-titled CD called Tired of Pretending. This is The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we'll let you know what you just heard. We started off today's program with something from our guests on today's program, China Syndrome, from their self-titled CD, which came out about this time last year. We heard the track called Tired of Pretending. And we followed that up with a local band called Lumpy from their self-titled release. We heard a track called Alarm Clock. And we've got a fella in the studio here who has participated in both of those recordings, and we're going to chat with him about those right now. We've got Vern Beamish in the studios right now. Vern, good to have you on the show. Oh, there we go. Let's try that again.
Thanks for having me.
There we go. You're on the finicky mic that likes to not stay on all the time sometimes. So, yeah, thanks for coming on the show, Vern. And, yeah, you're involved in both of those bands, China Syndrome and Lumpy. And first of all, let's talk about China Syndrome. How'd you get involved in that project, and how's that been to participate in?
Well, it basically happened over a few years ago, and I was playing in another band. I do tend to play in a few bands at the same time. And I got introduced to Tim, actually, at one of our shows that we had done. And, you know, just instantly knew the guy was a really great guy, and he had a really solid grasp of a lot of different music. So kind of hit it off, and he had just moved over from Victoria, and, you know, we talked about getting a band going, and, you know, we just started doing a lot of the songs that he had written and let it evolve over that time.
Cool. And you were mentioning that you've been involved in some other bands. What other sort of projects have you done in the city, stuff that people would know?
Well, I'm currently in She Was the Law as well.
Of course, which we played when Tim was on the program a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's quite a bit different, and from China Syndrome, you know, it has a different feel to it. I've play bass in that band, and I played some guitar on the album, and on the China Syndrome album I played guitar, but tending to find him playing a lot of bass because there seems to be a bit of a labor shortage of bass players in Vancouver.
Yeah, the rhythm section indeed. The drummers, the bassists are definitely a hot commodity right now in this city.
Exactly. And, you know, it's hard. It's not easy finding somebody that suits exactly what you're looking for. So, you know, you want it to sound good. So you kind of just hang in there and wait till you meet the right person that will play with you.
Exactly. So in the at the same time that you're participating in China Syndrome, you're also in this other band, which we just heard a track from called Lumpy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that's through my friend Tom Harrison, and we've known each other.
Tom, of course, music writer from the Vancouver province.
Yeah, and I got to know him just through playing music, and must be over 10 years ago. And this CD that we did was kind of driven out of the fact that he had a stroke, I guess about 4 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And part of it, I think, of what he wanted to do for recovery was focus it around music. So, you know, we started playing on Sundays, not taking it overly too serious, playing a lot of 60s garage covers, that sort of thing, and also doing Tom's songs that he had written. And it was really just a way of getting together, and I think Tom really enjoyed it, and one thing led to another, and we decided to record, and we're, you know, pretty happy with the results.
Excellent. Well, it's a great sounding album. Mm-hmm. And what's Tom like to record with? How does he compare to a lot of the other musicians that you've worked with in the past?
I guess you could say, in a positive way, he's not like a super technical guy. Like he'll want a good feel over anything else. And, you know, Tom, his background as well was drums, and that's kind of the style of drummer he was. You know, he made sure you hit him hard and it had a good feel. So, with this approach to this album, essentially, it was basically done live with some overdubs here and there, I guess. But most of the guitars, bass and drums, just live to the floor, and did it at the NAL studio. And, the sound quality is great. NAL is a great operation.
Excellent. Well, it's a great sounding album for being recorded essentially live off the floor. Mm-hmm. You lucked out. You got Todd Simcoe to wrap it all up and make it look all nice for you guys.
So
that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Is there going to be more music coming out from you and Tom and the Lumpy Gang?
Yeah, I think at some point probably. We had, in the summertime, it's always hard to get everybody together. A couple of guys are really into fishing, so that just throws everything off. So we should have put up a sign, "Gone fishing," and it means gone fishing. So, I hope so. And, you know, we're always playing, and not sure at this point when our next gig is, but... We like to play and we have fun and don't take it too seriously.
Excellent. And, of course, the question everybody wants to know, how did the name Lumpy come to be?
Yeah, well, that... I'm actually quite skinny, so I just like, what are you doing to the bad? But, that came out because where we rehearse at NEL in North Vancouver, the guy that used to own the business, he actually... in a bit of irony, he had a stroke around the same time as Tom's, and unfortunately he passed away. And Tom, being a writer, decided to do an article in tribute to NAL, because it is a great place. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to describe that, you know, when you go into these rehearsal studios, you get this cacophony of different sounds emanating out of the doors. And one example he gave was... a bunch of lumpy middle-aged guys jamming away on 60s garage tunes. And, of course, the guys in the band read the article, and they're like, "Lumpy? We're not lumpy." And then, you know, and then they're like, "Hey, that's a good name." So I think, you know, there are definitely a few lumps in the band, that's for sure. So it kind of describes the philosophy. We're not going to finesse things too much. Just get in there and you know, get out in 3 minutes.
Exercise a little bit of comedic irony.
Yes.
So we're going to play another track from the Lumpy CD, and the one that we're looking to play here is actually a cover of an old song from a Vancouver band, which we believe is Mother Trucker's Yellow Duck.
Yeah, I'm a little younger than some of the guys I play with. So I should know this, but I don't. But I, in all honesty, I've never heard the original, but I've always enjoyed playing the song, and I'm sure we do it quite different for anybody that does know it. And hopefully it is correct that it is a Vancouver band. I think it is.
So I guess if people are listening and want to call in and let us know if it is indeed Mother Trucker's Yellow Duck, there's nothing in it for you except the pride that you happen to know that's a Mother Trucker's Yellow Duck.
I think it's Mother Tucker's, sorry.
Mother Tucker's
yes.
Yellow Duck.
Yes.
Speaking of which, what other sort of stuff do you jam on? You say you play a lot of 60s tunes.
Yeah, kind of getting back to China Syndrome, we kind of go all over the map on our CD. You know, a lot of things aren't really planned. It just comes out of the fact we're all music lovers, and we'll mention, oh, that was a great song. And so on our CD, mm-hmm. we did Gene's Not Happening, and that was by the Pale Fountains, who kind of evolved into Shaq, who are still presently around, but... we just thought, oh, it's a great song, you know, let's do it. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You don't know till you play it. Mm-hmm. So that's one example. The club we're playing at tonight is in Chinatown, so we thought we'd throw a China twist in there, and we're gonna bravely go ahead and do China Girl. So so we kind of blend the Iggy and the Bowie version together to make it sort of sound like China Syndrome, I suppose.
Sweet. So yeah. Definitely a reason to come out to the Royal Unicorn Pub tonight. We'll give everybody the details on the gig tonight in a little bit, but in the meantime, we're gonna get this set started with a little something from Lumpy. From Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck, originally, we believe. We're going to listen to Lumpy doing their version of One Ring Jane to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way with special guests China Syndrome and Vern, the bassist from China Syndrome, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
nothing new to that, I know, but I know why. Love cast a shadow across my soul I never realized in light. For 13 years I cried and cried myself so dry, but I got by. I felt an emptiness of lies I've never known, but I got by. I'll tell you why. 'Cause I can't see you in my mind. When I close my eyes, I know that you are standing near to me. Well, I can feel you all the time, all the time. Left this world, I promised to survive. Or did I lie? Or did I lie? For the darkest days that I was sure to pass me by. But in good time, but sometimes I can see you in my mind.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
What you
Yes, it's the soap opera of the screwy turntables that that basically make our lives very interesting here at the CITR studios. We were going to hear a double shot of Slow, but unfortunately Turntable B didn't want to let us do that. So as a result, you heard Slow's Have Not Been the Same from their infamous 12-inch single Against the Glass, which was the closest thing that they had to a long player that they released in their short but burning bright career. Before that, of course, we heard from She Was the Law, featuring our guest Vern Beamish. From their self-titled CD, we heard the track called Presence. And also another Vern Beamish project, we heard from Lumpy, which also features a one Mr. Tom Harrison, music writer, reporter extraordinaire from the province. From their self-titled CD, we heard their cover of Mother Tucker's Yellow Ducks, One Ring Jane. And Vern Beamish is here in the studio from China Syndrome, who will be playing tonight at the Royal Unicorn Tavern Pub?
Royal Unicorn something Pub? Like something that. Like Royal that. Royal Unicorn something.
Yeah. In Chinatown, and thanks for coming on the show, Vern, and hopefully we should be having your bandmate slash frontman, Tim, in the studio shortly here. He's just currently beating the traffic.
Spending some quality time in his car.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be playing tonight at the Royal Unicorn Pub and in Chinatown, and you guys are taking the stage at...
Well, the first band is about 10, so that's the Dead Film Stars. I think they're the first ones on, and okay. Then we're following them. So I would guesstimate around 11. Of course, okay. These things are never, ever exact.
But, of course, you want to come out early and catch Dead Film Stars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are your buddies as well?
I know one of the guys, and I did see them play at, like, I think it was an art gallery, which was kind of different, but they were just... blaring, and they sounded pretty good. Definitely different from China Syndrome, but you know, variety is good, right?
Exactly. So you want to check that out, and it's just the two bands tonight,
no
right?
You more? Know I have to say I didn't really prep for this that great, but there is two more bands. I know Tim knows the names of them, but they escape me at the moment,
so we'll reprise this upon Tim's arrival for sure. And the phone was just flashing and isn't now. I'm assuming that was probably Tim enlightening us with more info on the gig.
But, probably.
But we'll tackle that when he does get into the studio. In the meantime, we are basically talking about China Syndrome. Mm-hmm. What direction are you guys going with? Are you recording any new content right now? What's going on?
No, we're not recording. You know, it's... We're kind of at an interesting point because we are looking to add an additional band member on the album. A guy played bass, and he's since left the band. That was Gord, and I played guitar on this CD. And me and Tim enjoy sort of a two guitar arrangement. But since then, I've actually switched over to, of all things, bass. And I really actually love playing the bass. But I think for me and the rest of the band agree, like, it's like we got to get Vern back playing guitar and something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're enjoying the sort of the power trio format. You know, we're even trying to cover some power trio type material. And we got to do some jam at some point. We're having a lot of fun right now, but we're looking to expand our lineup, actually. So we are currently accepting resumes for
Excellent.
Bass players.
Excellent. And just arrived in the studio is frontman singer of China Syndrome, Mr. Tim Chan. Thanks
hey.
For coming in, Tim.
Hi, sorry about my late arrival here.
Hey, no problem. It's Friday, it's raining.
I was coming here from Surrey and... Was off work late, so.
So we were just talking about the details of tonight's show. Let's run down what the lineup is. It's going to be a four-band lineup, as far as I understand from Vern.
That's right. Yeah. So I think as I was leaving the car, you guys talk about Dead Film Stars, and then us.
Yeah.
And then the third band is called Painted Cities. They're kind of a folky, funky band with a female lead singer.
Cool.
And then the Flaneurs are closing out the night at
Excellent.
Around 1 o'clock. So,
Excellent.
And they're kind of a they're pretty a rockin' band. kind of a poppy, punky kind of sound there. So cool. I think that'll be pretty good too.
Cool. So come on out to the Royal Unicorn Pub tonight in Chinatown. And what's the cross streets for that? It's like Pender and...
It's 147 East Pender, so it's right in almost the heart of Chinatown. Yeah, right almost at Main. That's right. Yeah.
So no excuse. You can't say that you can't find it. It's right there.
Yeah, I think it's used to be a Chinese restaurant. So yeah, I think there's like two or three stories to it. So the pub itself is on the second floor, and I think there's some other spaces on the third and first floor. So...
Cool.
But I believe the cabaret itself is on the second floor.
So check that out at the Royal Unicorn Pub, 147 East Pender Street, not west. Of course, you'll be out in the business district, and you won't find any gig out there. But Vern was just talking about the fact that you guys are sort of playing up the three-piece power trio, power pop thing, and you're currently looking for another band member. What's going on with the future of China Syndrome at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd love to find a fourth band member. Like, Vern's been kindly filling in on bass since March, and he'd dearly love to get back to guitar, because a lot of the most of the great lead guitar work that you hear on our CD is courtesy of Vern, and
and
a lot of the different counter melody that he plays during the songs as well, Vern's really responsible for, and I'm really missing that. So,
cool.
You know, we're looking for a really good bass player. You know, and as I heard Vern talk about earlier, they're hard to find in Vancouver for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. We are going to start off this set with another song from you guys from the China Syndrome CD, displaying the power pop trio goodness of your guys' band, and also the fact that we were talking about covers earlier. We're going to play the cover of Jeans Not Happening to start off this set. Want to tell us a little bit about why you decided to cover this one?
Well, I think as Vern said, you know, we always jam out, you know, this some different songs, and you know, we I don't know how we started playing this one. We just somebody might have mentioned the band or the song, and we said, "Oh, that's a great song. Let's try to play it." Yeah. So we just ended up playing it, because I don't know if anybody's heard of the Pale Fountains.
Yeah, let people know about who the Pale Fountains are. It's a UK band, isn't it? Yeah. As far as I understand.
Yeah, they were around in the mid '80s. I think they put out maybe two or three albums. Two brothers, the Head brothers. I think the writer of the song is named Michael Head, and I think his brother's name is John. Yeah. And yeah, it was like a real kind of, the original version is kind of a Lloyd Cole-ish kind of sound, you know.
It's kind of symphonic in a way, a lot of strings.
Yeah, and we did our own interpretation. Actually, our version is not that much different from theirs. It's just no strings. Maybe a little more rocking. I don't know, more less 80s sounding, because this is from 1985. The Pale Fountains guys, they're still going as a band called Shack, and they've released like half a dozen albums.
I think they also were kind of doing a version of Love with Arthur Lee at one time.
Were they?
I think so. I don't know if they recorded anything, but I think they were involved with him at some point.
Touring with him.
But hearing, like, I have a couple of the Shack albums, and it's really good stuff. Yeah. Again, it's kind of singer-songwritery, kind of a lot of acoustic guitars. Yeah. Not that different from Pale Fountains, really.
Have you attempted to get a hold of the Pale Fountains / Shack guys?
Well, actually, our former bass player did email them, but they never responded.
Oh no!
I don't know what's going on there. So,
We're gonna get to your cover of Jeans Not Happening in this to start off this set of music, and then we're gonna play some requests by you guys as well.
Oh, okay.
Gonna get to that slow song that we didn't manage to get cranked out earlier, because I love I Broke the Circle. So we're gonna play something from. We're going to play the title track from that 7-inch, so stay tuned for that. And the phone's ringing right now, so I'm about to go grab that as well. So here is China Syndrome doing their cover of Jeans Not Happening to start off this set of music with special guests Tim and Vern from China Syndrome on this edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Standing here this, I think I'm gonna take that shower. Well, come on, what am I supposed to do? Well, I think I'll wait. What's this feeling? I think I hate. You said to me, well, not that it matters. Well, you know, sometimes I think we're just a big game of snakes and ladders. And you said jokingly, my new name was Repetition. Well, come on, what's that feeling? Well, competition. She's not happening no more.
John, he saw the numbers, he lied, made up the whole thing, failed when he tried to cash in on his cautious new fame. Always the numbers, but never the name. Showstoppers, till this moment's still unknown.
numbers he thought of his friends who slowed to a halt, who had a question to know them. Some knew the answer, some wouldn't tell.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and of course, in the studio today, we have special guests, Tim Chan and Vern Beamish of China Syndrome. And thanks for coming in once again, guys. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And me once again.
And for Tim a second time.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming in once more. And the reason you guys are in is we're plugging your guys' show that's happening tonight at the Royal Unicorn. We'll get to that in just a moment. But in the meantime, we'll let you know what you just heard in the last set of music. We just ended off with the late Great Slow. Another track that we'd intended to play earlier, but the turntables wouldn't let us, so we made up for it and played the title track from the I Broke the Circle 7-inch single, which of course came out on the Zulu Records label. And yeah, we were talking earlier about the fact that none of this stuff has really been reissued.
No.
One of Vancouver's best all-time bands, and it's never been reissued on CD except for the one track on the Last Call compilation.
Yeah, totally.
Which is really strange because I heard that Zulu had been offered a lot of money to actually release it, and they're just sort of sitting on it right now, so that's kind of a shame. But there you go. Before Slow, we heard something by request from the China Syndrome gang from the New Pornographer's brand new CD, which can be found on the Last Gang Records CD. It's called Challengers, and we heard the track called All the Old Showstoppers, and definitely a different sound for the New Pornographer's. What do you guys think of the kinder, gentler, less jangly New Pornographer's?
I like it. I really like the album. I've listened through it a few times, and
it grows on you after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't like it the first time, but I sort of get what they're doing this time around. So, and before that, of course, we heard from your guys' self-titled debut CD, which came out pretty much about a year ago.
Actually, earlier this year.
Just earlier this year,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the name of the track that we heard was called Jeans Not Happening. So, you guys are playing tonight at the Royal Unicorn, and it's going to be you, Dead Film Stars. Dead Film Stars going on first at 10 o'clock.
10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are going on stage at 11. And then the Flaneurs.
And then Painted Cities.
Painted Cities.
And then Flaneurs.
And then Flaneurs. So I guess midnight, 1 o'clock for those guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Approximately.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so this is going to be a good, solid local bill. Mm-hmm. How do you find the local audiences are for your feedback and stuff? How many gigs have you played over the last little while since the CD came out?
Probably one a month, maybe.
Yeah, average. We've played. We played in July. We played in August and September now. And so.
And how do you feel it is from gig to gig? How's the feedback been?
Generally, pretty positive.
Yeah.
We sometimes end up playing on weeknights, so it's tough to have.
Yeah,
and we've been playing as the last band at times, so sometimes, people have to go home and sleep and get up for work the next day kind of thing.
The cruel reality of the Vancouver music scene is those slots, unfortunately. But it's good that you guys have managed to consistently get gigs since the CD came out. And this is a great little venue that you guys are playing at tonight. Have you played at the Royal Unicorn?
No, it's a relatively new venue, and it seems like they're having bands there almost every day now. I know they have a DJ thing happening on Saturday nights, but recently they opened it up to bands almost every night, and actually, ironically, our ex-bass player is the main guy booking the shows there. Mm-hmm. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So you want to get out tonight to the Royal Unicorn Pub and check out great quadruple local bill, Dead Film Stars, China Syndrome, Flaneur, and Painted Cities, or actually Painted Cities and Flaneur. And we're going to feature a track from each of the other three bands that are going to be playing on the bill tonight. And we're going to get started with Dead Film Stars. Tell us a little bit about these guys.
Well, how would you describe them, Brian?
It's a bit of a sonic onslaught, but it's centered in it as good songs,
Yeah, yeah, they're kind of shoegazer, kind of Cure, Echo and the Bunnymen kind of style.
Excellent.
Like, it's kind of a neat sound, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, there's an acoustic guitar. Like, he plays, the lead singer plays, like, a rhythm guitar on acoustic, and there's a lead guitar player who also plays keyboards as well, so lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, they're good. They're good musicians, and they just lay it on, and it sounds pretty good.
And Eric Lowe is the drummer, and he's a former bandmate of mine and current band made of Vern in She Was the Law. So
excellent.
Small world.
Who we featured earlier, and actually, I used to work with him at the University of Victoria campus paper as well. So,
oh, there you go.
At the Martlet. So, so small world when it comes down to it. He actually sent me a note earlier today on Facebook saying, "Wow, I wish I'd stayed on China Syndrome. I could have been on your show today."
That's hilarious.
So I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. But here we go. We're going to play Eric's band, Dead Film Stars, to start off this set of music from their MySpace page and also their LP, which is called And They Lived Happily Ever After, it looks like. It's hard to tell because the graphic is covering up the title. But we're going to be listening to the track called Frailty. It's from Dead Film Stars. To start off this set of music, bands that are going to be playing with China Syndrome at the Royal Unicorn tonight here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And, of course, on today's program, we have Vern and Tim from China Syndrome. And, of course, they're playing a gig tonight at the Royal Unicorn Pub. And we just heard three bands, the other three bands that will be on the quadruple bill of local talent. And we ended off that set with something from Flaneurs, from their MySpace page. We heard the track called Stop, Drop, and Roll. That can also be found on their 7-inch single of the same name. We also heard two halves of the same song due to, well, screw-ups on my part, from Painted Cities, also from their MySpace page. And it doesn't look like they have a recording out at this point. So if you want to hear that song, you have to go to their MySpace.com page, /Painted Cities. And the name of the track is called Playground Scandals. And as we were joking earlier, if you come to see them tonight, they will play an entire song all the way through. So come check that out. And we started that off with Dead Film Stars, and that was from their LP and also from their MySpace page. We heard the track called Frailty, and, of course, Dead Film Stars, 6 Degrees of Eric Lowe.
Yeah.
So come check that out if you want to check out the 6th degree of Eric Lowe tonight at the Royal Unicorn. So, Eric and Tim and Vern, thanks for coming into the show today. Good luck on tonight's show. Just to remind everybody, you're going to be going on at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's at the Royal Unicorn Pub, 147 East Pender Street, in the heart of Chinatown. And Dead Film Stars will be going on at 10, Painted Cities at midnight, and Flaneurs at 1. So check that out. And it's a great little venue, just an awesome place to sort of hang out as well. So come out and join the gang. It'll be fun. So we're going to leave the show here. Or you guys are going to leave the show with another
carry
track.
On.
I'm going to carry on, but we're going to say adieu to you guys because you got to take off and do your sound check for tonight's gig. But we're going to say goodbye with a track from your CD. And the one that we're going to listen to is called So Proud. Is there any sort of story behind this one?
Yeah, it's a bit of a personal song.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a bit about my relationship with my dad, but you know, that's, we'll leave it at that without getting too much. My late dad.
Everybody's got a soft spot for their folks, so this is a great tune to end off on. A little bit of the familial heartwarmingness here from China Syndrome.
Or maybe nastiness more than anything.
But in the end, we all have a soft spot for it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So from China Syndrome's self-titled CD, here is So Proud to start off this set of music, and be sure to check out China Syndrome playing tonight at the Royal Unicorn on East Pender Street, and it'll be a great gig, so come on out. Here is China Syndrome to start this set off. And thanks to Tim and Vern for coming out to the show today.
Thank you so much, Spike.
Best of luck tonight, Spike. Yeah, no problem. And here is China Syndrome to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
You've always kept things inside you. Slam it shut, nothing gets through. That's the only way that you know. You were taught not to let it show. On the home front, a war remains. It's a battle you're trying to contain. You feel that you're in a bind, afraid of what they might find. But the house you built is that you can't leave it all up to me. This is no time for you to act so proud. Pieces of your life flash by. It's so easy for you to lie. That's what you chose to do, thinking no one has a clue. How long can you live like this for? You
your walls have been removed, but the house you built is falling down. Look inside, is it so hard to see that you can't leave it all up to me? This is no time for you to act so proud. And you want me to help you out, sort out what's it all about. You keep trying to be so brave, but you're digging your own grave. I guess I'll just wait and see while you figure out how it will be. But the house you built is falling down. It's not too late to break new ground. Look inside, is it so hard to see that you can't leave it all up to me? This is no time for you to act so proud. Look inside, is it so hard to see that you can't leave it all up to me? This is no time for you to act so proud.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And that was another CITR debut here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. From Montreal's The Hot Springs, something from their brand new CD called Volcano, which can be found on the Choir Records label. We heard the track called Fantôme Dinosaure. Because I got the French thing there, I decided I'd go authentic with the accent. And I butchered it. So, hope you enjoyed. Before that, from Toronto, Ontario, originally from Kingston, we heard something from the Sadies. And they actually lived for a little while in Montreal as well. So, a bit of Montreal connection there. From their brand new CD called New Seasons, which can be found on the Outside Records label, we heard the track called Wolf Tones. Very ominous sounding instrumental from the Sadies. Fine stuff. They're definitely not losing their edge after all this time. Wow, it's hard to believe they've been around almost two decades. And then, of course, we started all off with our guests on today's program. From China Syndrome, we heard something from that self-titled CD, which we love so much here on the Canadian Way. Name of the track that we heard was called So Proud. And I want to thank Tim and Vern for of China Syndrome for coming in and chatting and playing some tunes and letting us all know about the gig that's going on tonight, which should be a great one. China Syndrome with Dead Film Stars, Painted Cities, and Flaneurs. And that's happening over at the Royal Unicorn Pub, 147 East Pender Street, second floor. Check it out. Awesome venue. Awesome lineup. You shouldn't be disappointed. We're just about done for yet another edition of the Canadian Way here. David Love Jones and African Rhythms is coming up in just a shake, so you want to stay tuned for that. He's not in the studio yet, so we're going to keep playing music until David gets in here. So in the meantime, we're going to start off with a track on the hip-hop side of things. And this is a little something from Equal and Mills. Name of the CD is called The List. And Equal is from Toronto. And the name of the track that we're going to be listening to from that one is called Smoke Teen. And this features Mills on vocals. So from Equal and Mills, here is Smoke Time, Smoke Teen from The List. To start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
In Kim Equal.
How's it going?
All right.
Got smoke for yours.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Yep.
And then I realized what
I don't look for a minute while I take this puff. I got all these stress factors, cravings and stuff. It ain't a monkey on my back, it's more like a gorilla. Roaring in my face every night past dinner. Try to check emails, eBay, rubber sites. But my senses tune in to the smell of player's life. Power is great and it's holding me tight. I rationalize, make a commitment to quit tomorrow night. But go excuses like pop-ups in my thinking. At least I'm not high, at least I'm not drinking. They say that woman should quit before the 30. Then I still have time to watch a lit side while it's burning. Leaving Las Vegas on a way smaller scale. Stealing my youth just to weave up this tale. Cause nobody talks unless you do something wrong. And I live by the rule that I'm resilient and strong. I'll tell you the truth when applause is the warmest. The smokes taste so good after a performance. I'll tell you the truth when applause is the warmest. The smokes taste so good.
Inhale,
light it up, take it in.
Let it fill up my lungs.
I need a remedy for this nicotine attack. Always known that tobacco is sacred. There's certain ways to use it, it's not to be played with. We learn what it is before we know what nicotine fits our. Oh shit, I've gone too far. I reminisce when asked why I don't quit. Well, no one likes a quitter, I'm resilient, that shit. But stale old jokes don't work all the time. People are concerned I could get cancer and die. And believe me when I say I'm not taking that lightly. I've seen it firsthand and the memories are frightening. But good old denial's got a place to stay. Crashing on the couch and my conscience all day. Say he's looking for work and when he does he'll pay me back. Yeah, when? After my lungs are black or my heart attack? It's the next thing. So retro like backup, which makes it ultra cool when I rep up, check your hands up.
Take it in, let it fill up my lungs.
I need a remedy for this nicotine attack.
I remember those late night sessions way back when there'd be like 10 of us and only one dude with the facts. So we bore all night, promising to pay him back.